USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearings kicked off Monday with Republican lawmakers vowing not to turn it into a circus like the Democrats have over the last three nominations and eventual confirmations.
If I am confirmed, I commit to you that I will work productively to support and defend the Constitution and this grand experiment of American democracy that has endured over these past 246 years.
The hearing will continue in Washington in about an hour, as the confirmation hearings will run the rest of the week. The Urban Institute is reporting U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of inflation. Low-income households are likely to feel the squeeze the most. The U.S. inflation rate reached nearly 8% in February. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
President Biden is warning private businesses in America about a threat that could be at any time.
President Biden warned on Monday that there is evolving intelligence to suggest Russia could be exploring options for potential cyber attacks against the United States. The Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology, Ann Neuberger, spoke at the White House confirming the possibility, citing the war in Ukraine as a factor for the increased risk.
We're urging today companies to take the steps within your control, to act immediately to protect the services millions of Americans rely on, and to use the resources the federal government makes available.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Rising gas prices are fueling thieves to steal it from somebody else. According to AAA, the number of gas thieves skyrocketed in California, Illinois, Texas, and at least seven other states. Some thieves are going as far as drilling holes into gas tanks, which can cost about $1,000 to repair. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Ukrainian President Zelensky addresses the Italian parliament this morning via a translator.
Our nation became this army when we saw which this evil invader leaves after itself. There was a meeting in Florence and addressed all the Italians, all Europeans, to remember the number 169, the number that represents the killed kids, and more 38 more kids have been killed recently. This is the price.
Dangerous storms are in the forecast for portions of the southern United States over the next few days. Severe weather, including multiple tornadoes that have already touched down in Texas and Oklahoma, will now be seen today in a triangle from Houston, Texas, to Memphis, Tennessee, to Tallahassee, Florida, and includes Atlanta and New Orleans. U.S. stock market futures went up and government bond yields jumped as investors translated Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's more aggressive tone on reining in inflation. Futures for the Standard & Poor's 500 and Dow Jones Industrial Average advanced 0.4 and 0.5 respectively on Tuesday. Mr. Powell said the Fed was prepared to raise interest rates a half percentage point if inflation continues to wreck the dollar. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.